Well, it's rare that we have two authors back-to-back, but they are of great note. Just finishing up with Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House and presidential candidate, his book Collusion. Susan Packard is here not necessarily to talk about her book, but I'm going to make her talk about her book. But the fact is she's a co-founder of Scripps Networks Interactive and former chief operating officer of HGTV, and she is speaking to the Detroit Economic Club on May 15th at 11:30 in the morning at the Masonic. You can go to econclub.org for ticket information. And the topic of her speech is Fully Human, Three Steps to Grow Your Emotional Fitness in Work, Leadership, and Life, which happens to be also the title of her new book. Susan, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Thanks, Paul W., and I'm glad. I love being here. Thank you.
Well, I have a little something special for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Right now, and here it is. As a proud graduate of Michigan State University.
Yes, it is.
And as the radio station that is the voice of MSU, we welcome you in a way that nobody else can, no matter where you talk or when.
Oh.
Bring it back some memories, some fond memories and warm feelings, I bet.
Yep, absolutely. I am proud to be a Spartan, especially basketball season this year.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic.
Well, Coach Izzo is on with us twice a week, matter of fact. We'll give him your best regards along the way.
Wonderful coach.
Meanwhile, originally being from the Detroit area,
yes,
being a Michigan State grad, it is,
yep,
kind of a homecoming for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. And in fact, I spoke at the Detroit Economic Club in 2015 when my first book came out, New Rules of the Game. And my husband and I have a cabin, and we come every summer to Detroit, back to Detroit, and we have family and friends there. So, yep, Detroit is home.
Well, good for you, Susan Packard, co-founder of Scripps Networks Interactive and former chief operating officer of HGTV. Give us a little of that history, your career journey, and what led to you doing those things?
Well, I fell in love with media. You know, it was changing and exciting and the technology. So I just stayed in it and, you know, made my way and got a call to join HGTV by Ken Lowe, whose idea it was. And so he hired me as his first employee, and then we hired a bunch of people, and, you know, the rest, I guess, is history, as they say.
Indeed. The rest is history, and it's led to many good things for you, including not only the speech that you'll be presenting, the topic being Fully Human, Three Steps to Grow Your Emotional Fitness in Work, Leadership, and Life. It's led to this book. Tell us about the book.
Yeah, so this book is, I talk about a practice called emotional fitness, which is a three-step practice, and it takes EQ, which is a workplace skill, emotional intelligence, to its next level, and, you know, modernizes it for the work world of today, which is dominated by technology. And, you know, with my experience in many leadership jobs and good cultures, bad cultures, and then a great culture, HGTV, I believe, was a great culture. I share ways that if you're a leader or a manager, how you can grow your emotional intelligence in work and how you can use it to build trust.
You've said that younger workers are changing the rules of the workplace. Tell me about that.
Right. So I work with, I work at universities, and I work with emerging talent at places like Google. And, you know, they're thinking about the workplace differently. Its mission and purpose are really important to them. You know, my generation, I don't know how old you are, Paul, but my generation, a paycheck is really what kind of guided everything that, that I did and we did. But, mission, purpose, and also they're the most multicultural, talent pool that we've ever had. So thinking about the workplace and even the emotional programs for health in the workplace, leaders need to be thinking about that differently.
Well, and we are surviving and thriving. What would you say would be some of the steps that we can start today to grow our own emotional fitness?
Well, you know, a lot of it begins with just having a little more self-awareness. EQ fitness or even emotional intelligence is about having your own self-awareness of your emotions. And the second part is how we relate to others. So it starts really foundationally with a willingness to make sure that you identify what you are feeling and not always stuffing it down, which is what our culture teaches us to do. And then, of course, reaching out to others with, I have 10 strategies for trust building in a workplace. And that's the most powerful emotion, at least in my experience, because it helps us to work with speed and focus. So, you know, there's a lot in this book, tips, exercises, resources, that kind of thing.
And Susan Packard, who is from Detroit and a graduate of Michigan State University, also talks about gratitude, the impact of gratitude. And shame on me, I just heard from, I believe it was at dinner the other night with my son Adam and with my wife Kim, and I can't remember if Sophie was there or Jamie, or I don't remember, but the thing I never heard of, the gratitude alphabet. And he said the way he sometimes gets to sleep, if he's having trouble sleeping, is he'll do the gratitude alphabet backwards, where he has a every letter represents something he is grateful for.
Well, that's a lovely idea. I think if I could even do it forwards.
That's frankly what I was thinking. But I hadn't thought of that, but I certainly have heard lately from learned people such as yourself how important a role gratitude plays in our lives.
Right. And especially in emotional intelligence and authentic emotional intelligence and working with one another. You know, my boss, Ken Lowe, said to me, Susan, never forget to thank them. And, you know, that was great advice for me because I was good one-on-one, you know, I felt. But then when I would address groups of people, he taught me, always thank them for whatever it is they're contributing to the work, you know, to your job, to their jobs and our jobs. So I thought that was great advice, and it's something that we all ought to do more of.
And Susan, I want to thank you for joining us on the program today.
Well, thank you, Paul W.
And thank you for coming to the Econ Club. Come May 15th, 11:30 in the morning, go to econclub.org, and pick up the book, Fully Human, 3 Steps to Grow Your Emotional Fitness in Work, Leadership, and Life. Susan Packard, thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul W.